This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. The leaves are changing. The season is upon us for all things Hallows Eve. Many towns are doing things, but one that really caught my eye is happening over in Simsbury, brought to you by the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce, the Spooktacular Drive-Through Celebration. People are looking for things to do. People want to get out. People are visiting, and it's time to do that. Joining me this morning is Morgan Hilliard, the Chamber's Executive Director for the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce. Morgan, good morning, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So the Spooktacular Drive-Through, tell me about this.
So this is actually the second year that we will be hosting this event. Last year, we wanted to host a Halloween-themed event, but during COVID, you know, obviously we were all dealing with so many event restrictions and attendance restrictions, and we were trying to figure out a way to highlight our members, draw in the community, and still celebrate Halloween given everything that was going on. And we were able to come up with a plan for the event where we basically repeated the same event three times throughout the day so that we could control how many people attended. And it was a huge hit. We sold out. Everyone had a blast. So this year, we are repeating that event, but we don't have to adhere to any event restrictions in terms of attendance. So that's great news for everyone involved, because we can just open up the event to be an all-day, you know, sort of Halloween extravaganza for everyone to participate.
And I'm looking at the list. I mean, it's not just, you know, we'll narrow it down poorly to just trick-or-treating. There's lots of other things for families to come out and do on this event, which is happening Sunday, October 17th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes, there are two separate parts of the event. The first part is a drive-through trick-or-treat, which is on Iron Horse Boulevard. So cars will pull into Iron Horse Boulevard off of Drake Hill Road, and they will pay for admission. It's just $20 per vehicle, so the whole family is included in that one admission. And then they drive up Iron Horse Boulevard. And on Iron Horse, we have many of our members that have tents decorated on the bike lane, and they'll be handing out promotional material about their businesses, as well as all sorts of candy and prizes to the kids in the cars. So we're encouraging people to not only dress up in costume, but to decorate your car, because we also have a car decoration contest going on for the day. So once the cars have gone and visited all of the booths and collected candy through that drive-through trick-or-treating experience, they're going to pull into the Simsbury Meadows Performing Arts Center and park. And then they've got the entire afternoon to enjoy all of the activities we have planned on the field, which includes entertainment on stage. We'll have Play Strong doing some tumbling routines, which will be really fun for the kids to watch. We have some student bands playing. We have a fantastic DJ. And then we also have, I believe we have 7 food trucks at this point. We may have even more by the time for the event. The Moonlight Pub will be open for parents to have beer or wine if they want to. And then we have a variety of vendors handing out candy and prizes on the field. And we have games that are appropriate for all ages. So even the little kids will have a blast with that.
That's awesome. Now, what are you hearing from the community? I mean, people want to get out and do things like that. I'm assuming the response from the community has been overwhelmingly positive for doing things like this.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, last year, we were really the only community event that was still being held. And so people were so grateful to have the opportunity to still do that. Because if you remember, a lot of the communities even closed down trick-or-treating as an option. That mm-hmm. was sort of a point of contention for a lot of people. So we kind of provided the only way for them to celebrate Halloween with their kids. And they were so happy to have been a part of that last year. And they were very excited to hear that we're doing it again.
And that's the thing. I mean, people are wanting to do things. I'm looking at some of the games, Witches, Brew Race, Spider Surprise. You know, I'm just going to give these. We'll send people can go to the website, SimsburyCoc.org. They can get all the information. The event sponsors are there, all the other fun tidbits. But this is the thing, you know, people want to get out. And trick-or-treating is one of those things. Even if you don't have kids, it's just something fun. And everyone needs a little fun in their lives nowadays.
Absolutely.
And one of the other things coming up I wanted to get into, you know, the Spooktacular drive-thru is going to be an amazing event. I can see that. But the Halloween Hug-A-Horse, what's that all about?
Yes, so this is going to be a really, really fun event. The U.S. Horse Welfare and Rescue Organization is hosting Halloween Hug-A-Horse. And there will be costume contests, trick-or-treating, and you'll be able to interact with the horses at this organization. It's a really fantastic nonprofit. Susan Mitchell is the founder of that nonprofit, and I am actually a new board member for the organization, so I'm really proud to be a part of it and help them with their mission as they rescue horses and for the betterment of treatment of these animals.
That's excellent. You know, there's things like this that go on across the state. There's so many things to do, but so little time. And this is one of those ones that I think people should definitely get out to, the Spooktacular drive-through celebration. Now, Morgan, I have to ask you this, because you said before we started going, Halloween is your holiday. What's your favorite Halloween candy? This is a contentious question.
That's a good one. My daughter would say all of them, because I tend to steal half of what she gathers over the course of the night.
It's the parent tax. You have to charge the parent tax. Teach them young.
It's for her own health.
It is.
I would have to say Snickers.
Snickers. Okay. Where do you fall on candy corn?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'll eat it if it's my only option, but it's not my favorite.
I don't think any candy has gotten a worse or enthralled conversation than candy corn. I don't know what happened to circus peanuts, but circus peanuts
it's a
need
point
to make
contention.
It is. Candy corn is a point of contention. And, you know, getting out there on Halloween, you know, if you have kids or don't have kids, turn the lights on. Let some kids do a little trick or treating. Be kids. This is one of those events, though. If you're, you know, if you live in a town that doesn't do a lot of door to door trick or treating, you can get out to the Spooktacular drive through celebration. Now, it's going to be October 17th. What are the times again?
So the event starts at 10 a.m. and ends at 5 p.m. We will not be allowing additional people to be admitted to the event after 4 p.m. because we don't want them having to be rushed through the last hour. And we want to stay conscious of all of our volunteers that will be helping us with the event for the day. So admission ends at 4, but the event goes until 5.
Now, do people have to pre-register for it or...
There's no pre-registration this year, and pedestrians are welcome. So if you are doing the drive-through portion, you'll want to drive to Iron Horse Boulevard, and you'll pay your $20 admission. We do prefer cash. And if you're walking over with your family, then you can certainly go ahead and do that, and you'll walk right to the entrance of the Simsbury Meadows Performing Arts Center, and you'll be able to pay for admission there.
Now, seeing how this is, you know, the second inaugural year, last year... is there any of the car, I'm assuming, you know, the car decorating and costumes stuck out a little bit. You're hoping to make a return this year?
Yes. So we have some fantastic pictures from last year, which people are able to see on our website, simsburycoc.org/spooktacular. So we have the pictures posted from last year, which show all of the creative costumes. And we did costume contests and car decorating contests last year. And it was amazing to see the amount of effort people put into their family costumes. The car decorating really just blew me away. So this year, we're encouraging people to, you know, follow suit and go all out and put the effort in. And we're going to be handing out a variety of prizes for those people.
You know, and that's one thing I've been trying to get my family convinced for multiple years to do, the traditional, non-traditional family costume. We were able to pull it off almost once a few years back when I did Willy Wonka and my kids were all Oompa Loompas, but that's when they were still young. They were still young and naive, and I could convince them to do things. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's one of the things. People over the past year and a half, 2 years, depending on how you want to look at this, the pandemic, have found that inner creativity. So something like Halloween or getting out and dressing up as your favorite character or costume, I think there's going to be some good costumes this year. I'm really hoping for it.
I think so, too. And I think we also have to remember how much stress families have been under with COVID and hybrid learning, remote learning. So this is a wonderful outlet for them to get together and, you know, be creative and come up with some fun ideas and interact. So I'm really excited to be able to provide local families with that opportunity.
And that's, you know, we'll change gears a little bit, seeing how you know, do represent the Chamber of Commerce, how is the Chamber going? How has business been in the town of Simsbury?
The Chamber is going very, very strong. We have so many new members every single month, and the amount of support that we're able to provide our members is immense, and we're hearing just a huge amount of appreciation. The one thing that our members are struggling with that's hard for us to address as a Chamber is that they are having a hard time finding employees. So even for this event, a lot of our members wanted to participate but weren't able to because they need employees to keep their doors open. So we're trying to address that. But regarding everything else, it's going very, very well, and business is doing, you know, great for everyone.
Well, that's
recovering. That's for sure.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that's the hardest part, I think, out of all this is the recovering, whether it be kids in school recovering from the year and a half, businesses recovering from the past year and a half. It's definitely a struggle for everyone. So let loose a little. Enjoy the spooktacular drive-through celebration. Sunday, October 17th. You can get more information, simsburycoc.org. And joining me this morning, Morgan Hilliard, the Chamber's Executive Director for the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce. Morgan, thank you for joining me this morning. I hope you're going to have a wonderful costume don for the event. We're going to hope for great weather. And let's see if we can get some cars and people out there to just enjoy Halloween a little bit.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again for having me.
Well, thank you, Morgan. Have a great day. And that is what it's all about. Joining me again this morning is Morgan Hilliard from the Simsbury Chamber of Commerce. Get out the spooktacular drive-through celebration. There's things like this and many, many more going on across the state. Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.